Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Siman Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, things that there's a minhag to eat them on the night of Rosh Hashanah. This comes from the Gemara in Krisus and in Horius. So although it's a minhag, but it's a minhag which actually is mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about that a person should be regular, a person should be accustomed to eating the following foods on Rosh Hashanah night, and these foods should act as a siman, almost as a signal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do good things for Bnei Yisrael, for the Jewish people. Number one, you eat rubia. That's fenugreek, or black-eyed peas. Dino tilson. Karsi is leek. Silka is beets. Tamri is dates. And kra is gourd. Or pumpkin. And ukesha yochal rubia, when you eat the foods, Yomar, you say it's figo yiratzon sheyirbuz chiyosein. The word rubi in Aramaic has the root yirbu to increase. So Hashem should increase our zechuyos. So we eat the food on the name of the food we use to say a tefila. Some of the Rishonim say the ikra thing is the tefila that you say, that using the food to motivate you, to inspire you to say a tefila to Hashem. The Gemara doesn't mention the tefila. The Gemara sounds like that the eating itself can act as a some sort of siman tov for the Jewish people. So the Mishnah Berurah says that just like rubia in Aramaic means to increase, so in any language that means rubia, that means to increase, you would eat that food. For example, there was a custom in Europe to eat carrots, because carrots in Yiddish is merin, which means to increase. Oh, karsi, which is leek, ye karsu son enu. We say it's tefillah that our enemies should be cut off. Silka, which is beets. We say it's tefillah yiratzon sheyistalku oyvenu. Our enemies should be removed. They should leave. Tamri, yitamu sonenu. Our enemies should end. Kra, the gourd. So here it's two. Yikara gzardinenu. Our gzardin should be torn up. And v'yikara lofanecha zechuyosenu, that our merit should be read in front of Hashem. Oh. There are different opinions whether you say Hashem's name in the Yiratzon. The Mishnah Berurah says that you would say Hashem's name in the Yiratzon. Others don't. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes you should do tshuva when you're eating the food, when you say the Yiratzon. And say the tefillah b'leif shtolen. Like I said in the beginning, some hold the tefillah is the main thing. So have kavana. You're davening for good things for yourself and for the Jewish people, for a good din on Rosh Hashanah. Oh. Then the Ramah adds, V'yishnagim lecho tapuach masuk bidvash, an apple dipped in honey, and you say it's figa, we should have a shana tova. Oh. That's not mentioned in the Gemara, but that's mentioned in the Ramah. Now, the apple is the ikker, and you don't need to make a bracha on the honey. And even though you eat the apple after making hamotzi, it still requires a separate bracha. If a person has a fruit during a meal, it indeed requires a separate bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag to also dip the challah in the honey as well. Well, the Ramah continues, and some have accustomed to eat rimonim, which have a lot of seeds, and you say, nirba zechuyos kerimon, we should increase our zechuyos like a rimon. And some have accustomed to eat basar shamei, v'shalkomine masika, fatty meat, and sweet foods. What's the idea? The idea is to be sameach, belibo, ubatuach b'Hashem, to have confidence in Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah says that with tshuva ma'asim tovim, you'll have a good din. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says here that since you want to have a shana masuka, you shouldn't eat sour foods, like sour borscht. Also, if you're eating eggs as a siman tova, you shouldn't cook it in vinegar, that it's very sour. The siman tova of eggs is that we should have a lot of children, like eggs, fish. People have accustomed to eat fish as a siman tov, because fish multiply a lot, so we should be yirfru v'yirbu kadagim. So don't cook the fish with vinegar. Oh, then the Mishnah adds on, a person shouldn't yichas b'yamim eivu. A person should become angry on these days. So Herod of Yitzhak Berkowitz Shlita explained that apparently, because of the people would have a tendency for anger because of the stress and the pressure of the Yom HaDin. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, in this context, no. You should have confidence that with tshuva, Hashem will give you a good thing. You should be in a more pleasant mood. And don't go to anger. And that's why you eat the good foods. And that's why you don't eat the sour foods. And that's why you eat the fatty foods and minei masika, that the Ramah says. Put yourself in a better mood to have confidence, have bitachon that Hashem will, with tshuva, Hashem will give you indeed a good deed. Oh. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ochim Rosh Keves. To say near the rosh below the zanav, zecha elusha yitzchak. You eat the head of a sheep. As a siman, I should be a leader at the head and not at the back. That means to be successful, a good din, and as a zecha to the akedas yitzchak. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says if you don't have a head of a sheep, you can use either an animal or a bird. Many people nowadays use the head of a fish, and some people. If the head of the fish itself doesn't work for people, you can use the head of a jellyfish. Jellyfish heads too. It gives you an added bracha of saying shahakol. The Rama says, Yesh medachtikim lo lecho lagozim. Don't eat walnuts, nuts, on Rosh Hashanah. Why? For two reasons. Number one, egos b'gematria chet. Egos is gematria chet. You don't have any reference to chet on Rosh Hashanah at all. And furthermore, hein marvim kecha v'neav vatin atfila. Eating the nuts adds to the phlegm, added saliva in your mouth, and it makes it harder to daven. So if it was only the first reason, then let's say walnuts, almonds would be okay, because almonds are called shkedim, they're not called egozim. But for the second reason, if the almonds add the phlegm, then you want to eat those, it would include other nuts as well. The Nematzal likes to say that if you want to avoid chet and Rosh Hashanah, and you don't eat egozim, you don't eat nuts, well, then certainly, what should you avoid in Rosh Hashanah? Avoid doing chataim. Because just like egos is gematria chait, chait is also gematria chait. That's a good one. Now, regarding the simanim, so a few things here. So, first of all, the common practice to make a bracha on ha'etz, on one of the fruits. Now, really, it would make sense to make the bracha on the tamar, because by the laws, the halachas of brachos, the tamar would be the first, would be the right fruit to make the bracha over, based on the Seder Kedima of brachos. However, the minhag has been for a long time to make a bracha on the apple, and most of the siddurs, even the art school siddur, the bracha is by the apple. And people will explain that somehow the apple became the more chashuv minhag, and that's why you make a bracha on the apple. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others advise there's a way to keep the minhag of making a bracha on the apple and avoid any halachic problems. And that would be, bring the apple to the table and leave the simanim in the kitchen. They're not in front of you. Make a bracha on the apple, having in mind the other fruits, and then bring the other fruits to the table. This way, you're following the halachos of brachos and you're keeping with the minhag of making the bracha on the apple. Regarding the adama fruits, regarding the Adama foods, there are different customs whether a person makes a bracha on them or not. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the custom is to make the bracha on the krah, because that certainly is not a food which you have normally as a separate food during the meal, and therefore it's not covered by hamotzi. Others say that no, it's better to take an Adama food that's for sure never, ever eaten cooked, and it's like having a sweet snack during the meal. Guidelines suggest, quoting from some of the Achronim, making adama on a strawberry or a banana. Oh, and having in mind the other foods. When you say the bracha and the tefillah, you say the bracha, then you take a bite, and then you say the tefillah. Because the tefillah shouldn't be a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. And finally, I mentioned before that it's not only in Aramaic. Marin means, marin is carrots in Yiddish, and marin means to increase. So I heard that some French people would eat a banana. Why? Because in French, a banana is banana, which sounds similar to banane, have a good year. As the Mishnah Berurah says, it works in every language. There's a custom, which I'm not sure when it started. I heard it from a Talmud of Rav Heinemann, Shlita in Baltimore. I think he may have started it. and he eats half a raisin, celery, and some lettuce. And the tefillah is, let us have a raisin celery and salary. That's not bad. That's my Masorah from my Rebbe who got it from Rav Heineman, and I think Rav Heineman may have made it up. You shouldn't make, in Eretz Yisrael, people often eat carrots as gezer, that Hashem should rip up our gzar din. Now, I wouldn't make a joke out of this. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a time of serious tefillah, b'lev shalem and tshuva. So if you want to say more tefillahs, that's good, but I would not eat foods in a way that it becomes just a free-for-all and a joke. The ones I mentioned are already minhagim that some people have. And make sure that, again, you fit the mission, you follow the Mishnah Berurah of a tefillah b'lev shalem and you say, Adam l'tshuva. Okay, we'll stop.